whose shadow they made real. How strange it all was. He remembered something like it in history. Was it not Plato, that artist in thought, who had first analyzed it? Was it not Buonarroti who had carved it in the colored marbles of a sonnet sequence? But in our own century, it was strange. Yes, he would try to be to Dorian Gray what, without knowing it, the lad was to the painter who had fashioned the wonderful portrait. He would seek to dominate him, had already indeed half done so. He would make that wonderful spirit his own. There was something fascinating in this son of love and death. Suddenly he stopped and glanced up at the houses.